Welcome to the repository. I would like to acknowledge the release of certain emails that suggest I am not 100% behind the concept of this radio show. If I said it, I didn't mean it. And if I meant it, please forget I said it. I would also like to suggest these are not the droids you are looking for.
Thank you. Everyone to me has to pick a subject to talk about in music if you're going to be a writer. Mine is love. I like the two people concept. I like to, because I know when a man's making love, when a man's about to climax, the last thing he thinks about is war. Okay? The last thing he thinks about is how can he blow up a nation. That's the last thing from his mind. So if there is something in this world that we all attune to, love making is it. Love making, they do it. Fleas, flies, snakes. Everybody's into lovemaking. Besides that, it's the most powerful element that men and women possess. Most of us don't know how to use it, but we all possess it. The women use the music to get their men to relate to them better. Talk to me. Tell me what's on your mind. Men use the music to get the girls in the mood to make love. So either way you had it, Barry White is the one artist who actually was in your bedroom with you at your most sacred, sensuous moment of your life. I've had fans, guys walk up to me and say, you know, they get there and they look, Barry, I feel embarrassed. I feel like you've been watching me get off. Different compliments. A lot of babies been named Barry. The Barry boom, that was the baby boom in the 74 that they wrote about. One of the greatest highlights of my career then was Ted Kennedy when he printed in print that the only music he listens to on his yacht and in his home is Barry White's music.
Take two devilish nymphets hiding from the police. Put them in a forest more ominous than death and listen to their screams. Screams of horror when they learn what fate awaits them as caged virgins. Some places possess an evil of their own. where the air is thick with the shrieks of tortured souls, where the earth tries to swallow every trace of those foolish mortals who dare trespass. Such a place is this forgotten chateau, for it is the domain of monstrous creatures more dead than alive, depraved walking corpses that perish with the sun, then rise again each night to ravish young maidens in a lust for blood. Caged virgins. Although most prisons have bars, they can also hold their captives by other means.
We've come back to the chateau. Oh, this way.
Some cages exist solely in the mind. They are often the most escape-proof traps of all.
Our men will soon return from their hunting. But meanwhile, we have these two.
They are virgins. They will perpetuate our race. Give them to Louise. They must be told what awaits them. They will serve us and be initiated.
Initiated? You have to. You cannot be both virgin and vampire.
I want you to make love to me before you go into the chateau. Probably the only chance I'll ever have. No one's ever made love to me.
How often the promise of heaven has guided a man down the path to hell. True love blooms anywhere, but when it destroys another relationship, the penalty can be severe.
Tell me where he is.
Caged virgins. Journey into the unknown and a study of the unspeakable things lurking in the minds of beasts, things which might also exist in the darkest shadows of us all. Caged Virgins, coming soon, rated R.
You are listening to The Repository. Contrary to what you might have read in the fake news press, I would like to state categorically, and for the record, that I have never sexually harassed, improperly used my position as host or engaged in non-consensual touching, at any time. However, man-spreading, dirty jokes and leaving the toilet seat up are another story entirely.
Thank you. activity was low, the geomagnetic field was quiet to minor storm.
Thank you. Interchange of snaky hues, willingly or unwillingly revealed, I neither knew nor cared for. And as such were wanting here, I took what might be found of less elaborate fabric. But this day I smile in many a mountain solitude, conjuring up scenes as obsolete as in freaks of character, in points of wit as broad as aught by wooden images performed for entertainment of the gaping crowd at wake or fair, and oftentimes do flit remembrances before me of old men, old humorists who have been long in their grave, and having almost in my mind put off their human names, have into phantoms passed of texture midway between life and books. Among the favorites whom it pleased me well to see again was one by ancient writer Inmate, a rough terrier of the hills, by birth and call of nature, preordained to hunt the badger and unearth the fox among the impervious crags. But having been from youth our own adopted, he had passed into a gentler service. And when first the boyish spirit flagged, and day by day along my veins I kindled with the stir, the fermentation and the vernal heat of poesy, affecting private shades like a sick lover, then this dog was used to watch me, an attendant and a friend, obsequious to my steps early and late, though often of such dilatory walk tired and uneasy at the halts I made. 100 times when roving high and low I have been harassed with the toil of verse, much pains and little progress, and at once some lovely image in the song rose up full-formed like Venus rising from the sea. Then have I darted forwards to let loose my hand upon his back, with stormy joy caressing him again and yet again. And when at evening on the public way I sauntered like a river murmuring and talking to itself, when all things else are still, the creature trotted on before, such was his custom. But whene'er he met a passenger approaching, he would turn to give me timely notice, and straightway, grateful for that admonishment, I hushed my voice, composed my gait, and with the air and mien of one whose thoughts are free, advanced to give and take a greeting that might save my name from piteous rumors, such as wait on men suspected to be crazed in brain.
Welcome to the repository. It has recently been brought to my attention that my interpersonal relationships are not all they could be. I accept that I can be remote and distant, with a marked tendency towards acid dripping and catty remarks. But I see no reason to coddle people who take exception to my laser beam-like insights and commentary. There's no room for snowflakes in this man's world.
I'm not afraid to trees. The water holds contortions all on the winds and space. Variations on civil life. The drifting of hours, lazy constants, hazy poetry, and the winds within trees.
Ickety-pickety, isolickety-pumpalary jig. Every man that has no hair generally wears a wig. Out goes he, out goes she, out goes another one, and out goes she. You're out. Grace, 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 Grace. She's over here, Mrs. Stansfield. Come on, love, come on, come on. Be careful, careful, come on, love. That's right. What do you do that for? Big bang, boom. Don't do that again!
The wind is within trees, through time, until it stands unmoving, but for the breeze. The water holds contortions, all on the winds and in space. Variations on civil life. The drifting of hours, lazy constants, hazy poetry, and the winds within trees.
Operator,
481, please.
Thank you.
Is Jerry there?
No, he isn't. He's downtown someplace.
Oh, okay.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thanks.
2-8-M, please.
Thank you.
Operator. 233-M, please.
Thank you.
W, please.
Locked into Dr. Blood's heroes.
could be you.
Look at the massive shock. Well, the snake charmer is here now. Look, the reptile woman, the lady reptile wrestler. Serpent Tina is here now, alive and in person. Look through the doorway. She's dragging that giant snake out of the water now. Out of their cages. Look, she wraps, she coils. She dances with the jungle snakes, leaning back, arching back, draping those huge pythons and boa constrictors around her body. She may even perform the kiss of death. And look, just acquired, now an exhibit on the inside. See the giant pet snake that attacked and attempted to swallow whole a small boy, the Jones boy. From Burma, the coiling Burmese python. From West India, see the constrictor, a giant snake of the anaconda family. Giant snakes alive. Hurry along, you don't want to miss this. That strange girl that you can talk.
You are listening to The Repository. If you're awake at this time of night and listening to the radio, you are likely either an insomniac, or a member of the undead, a vampire preparing to prey on the next unsuspecting victim. Either way, we value your demographic and your listenership.
Story as bold as the headlines flashing across our country today, telling of girls available for any purpose to those who have the rental fee. It all starts with a prison camp bust out from a hellhole where women are treated like dirt. Everybody's heard about Linda Lovelace, Marilyn Chambers, and Georgina Spellman, the screen's erotic queens. And now you can see Georgina Spellman, star of The Devil and Miss Jones, at a theater near you in Girls for Rent. What you see on the screen in Girls for Rent is actually happening in the United States today. This motion picture smashes open the dirty world of politicians, party girls, massage, and murder. It was too hot to tell before, but now the lid is off. Looking for some action? The organization's gals have got it in Girls for Rent. Hot-blooded, hot-lipped, and hot-rodding down the highways. These girls can handle any man and any set of roaring wheels. Get ready for something new. Girls for Rent. They'll tire you out and tear you apart in a bedroom or in a brawl. They're hot, wild, and for hire. Girls for Rent. Trapped in the West's most deserted wastelands by killers who get their kicks out of hurting people. They call Girls for Rent to get the job done, from loose love to planned murder. Screeching, screaming, slashing, and shooting, they'll always get their man. Girls for Rent. Thank you.
one to feel the subtle influence of love. For the birdie in the treetop cherub, sadly I'm a lonely one. His passion is absorbing all above.
While the melancholy robin is a sighing and a sobbing, for he thinks it's time the robin's nest again. While the old jackdaw croaks,
ah, ah, ah,
then he makes a social call upon a hen.
Love, love, it doesn't matter whether you're a lion or a minnow or a bird. All are birdies of a feather, and we always flock together when the song of love is heard. Come kiss me. Love, love, it doesn't matter whether you're a lion or a minnow or a bird. All the birdies of a feather, and we always flock together when the song of love is heard. In the balmy spring wind, and Cupid takes his dart along to pierce the heart of maiden and the swain. The tomcat on the backyard fence to Tabby sings a loving song and tells her of his passion once again.
While his vocalizing antics drive the neighbors nearly frantic, and with shotgun try to stop his awful row. But he still survives, for he has nine lives, and he chuckles in derision, oh meow. How do you like my cat imitation?
Great. It's the worst I ever heard.
Oh, look out. There's a mouse. Oh, you're a bum cat.
Love, love, it doesn't matter whether you're a lion or a minnow or a bird. All the birdies of a feather, and we always flock together when the song of love is heard. Come kiss me. Love, love, it doesn't matter whether you're a lion or a minnow or a bird. All our birdies of a feather, and we always flock together when the song of love is heard.
If you take away man's novels, his poems, if you take away his drawing and painting, if you forget about his theater and movies, if you take away man's music, if you take away his crafts, if you take away all his arts, you just might find man up a tree. Take time to stop, look, and listen. Art is for man's sake.